Identification. Upstairs on Warren Street, in the jewelry shop, we watched the jeweler carve the letters of our names with all the dollars that you'd saved. It was silver, with my name on the front in cursive swirls and yours block letters on the back. I was 17, and we wore matching figured sweaters, the style 1950. Blue with white stars, woolen, like sweaters at that time. Years passed, houses and children came and went, and I forget the time and money that we spent until you died. And then, among your personals, dog tags worn to Laos, although you thought it was just another cruise, there attached to your dog tags, my ID bracelet, fixed chain to chain, to bring you safely home again. I put it around my wrist and wore it every day these past 2 years until it went away last week. Where it dropped, I'll never know. I searched every store and drawer, dove down the swimming pool to reach the bottom. Others helped. I called each place I'd been, and then Cindy bought a brand new one, which I'll engrave with our old names. But now I know the sign, I think. You, Ken, bought it, carried it to sea, and took it back again. Generous Indian giver saying, I release you now to start life. You, my wife, in silver scroll, are free.